And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The beautiful music of Mr. Al Lockett, Friends We Meet Along the Way. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to your No Show, the KNOW show on the RBR Broadcast Network that addresses life, love, peace, joy, goodness, and grace. How it is that you are showing up in the world and what it is that you have to offer, what you are giving from that space and that place. The Spirit has said, this is my beloved child in whom I am well pleased. And we know that you are God's beloved child. And as such, we are all brothers and sisters traveling this wonder-filled path of light towards enlightenment, towards understanding, and assisting each other in moving forward. My guest this evening, our guest, is a phenomenal person, Mr. Aaron Hill of the group, of the phenomenal experience called Fruition. And we again welcome Fruition to our stage. We're so glad that they decided to stop by here once more and again. This group pioneers the movement exclusively without embarrassment or excuse and without any sacrifice or loss for those of us who consider ourselves jazz aficionados, gospel enthusiasts, musical innovators. That is my friends, Reverend Brian and Reverend Ruth at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Washington, D.C., will remind us all the time because God loves jazz. And I add New Thought Jazz as well. We will play three songs from Fruition's album, and I assume albums actually, and I assure you that you are in for a treat. This is, believe me, a time when you want to pick up your phone right now and go ahead and buzz your friends. Tell them, send them an email, and let them know that this is not a night they want to meet. You do not want to miss out on this experience. Good evening, Mr. Aaron Hill of Fruition, and welcome to the No Show once again, my brother. Good to see you on the radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It is my pleasure. We are so glad to have you back. You are no stranger to this program, and I want for us to go ahead and get right into this thing. I even cut my intro a little short. I also want to welcome Miss Carrie Kelly, who is one of our START supporters and always here with us to make sure that things go as they should go. And there's another phenomenal lady on the line with us right now, Mr. Aaron Hill, who is somebody that you know and you know very, very well, and so do I, Reverend Burnett Lee Jones from the One God, One Thought Center for Better Living, where you will be this coming Saturday, I guess it is, to do this phenomenal show. So Reverend Burnett will be sharing with us as well. But I want to give you an opportunity first to just share with our listening audience what this thing called the jazz experience and the phenomenal music that Fruition does and how it came about for you and what people are saying about it as you travel across the country and across the world.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that introduction. Well, in 2012, I pioneered a new genre of music, combining both spirituality and music, and called it New Thought Jazz. And it was basically a combination of the messages of spirituality with new thought and expanded consciousness. And jazz, and you already had some people out there that were doing it, but nobody put a label on it, you know, so a lot of it got kind of lost in the sauce. And if you pull it all together, you can hear it in the messages of songs like John Coltrane's Spiritual and Crescent and Creator Has a Master Plan, Pharoah Saunders and some other people out there. Legends of our time. So pioneered that genre of music in 2012, and ever since we've just been getting nothing but great reviews. At this point, A lot of people just know it as Fruition Music, which is kind of ironic because that's the name of the company as well. But that works perfectly fine for me because the music from the beginning was about bringing things to fruition, you know, bringing blossoming and growing, bringing people's awareness to fruition, you know, bringing about changed minds and changed hearts and just touching people. So it's all about that growth and the fruition experience, which is the name of the band. The band at this point, the name of the band is The Fruition Experience.
Excellent.
So we've just been getting nothing but good reviews since 2012, and so we've continued on with our concert series called The Experience Live.
Right.
I'll tell you more about that.
And that was one of the things that we highlighted in the piece that we sent out that you will be doing. I want to ask you, even before I bring Reverend Burnett in, what has it been like for you to find a minister, a church home, where you can just let go and let God and allow Spirit to work in you in a wonder-filled way and therefore to blossom as well? How has that helped you to move into where it is that you are now?
Well, I'll tell you, as Reverend Burnett says, it's a partnership, and it's been nothing but a great partnership. I mean, what better gift to ask as a musician, as an artist, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner? What better gift to ask than to have another organization and preferably the leader of that organization to understand your vision, you know, and to not only understand it, but to also have for your vision to align with theirs. So it's been a beautiful spiritual partnership and a physical partnership because basically everything that I have in mind as far as the direction that I'm going in, it lines up with Reverend Burnett and her vision for the spiritual community of One God, One Thought Center and all the affiliates. So, I mean, it's been nothing but just a great spiritual connection. I mean, to tell you the truth, I mean, I would have been happy with just someone who said, wow, that's an amazing dream that you have. I wish you the best. I mean, even that would have been, you know, enough. But for her to lock in because of the fact that it ties into her path too, I mean, it's nothing but just a divine spiritual connection. Nothing but a divine.
Well, if she was not here, then I would say to you that she would call that serendipity, synchronicity, and spirituality, something that we coined, she and I did, some years back when I was in Baltimore and we were doing some things, and she would let you know that there are no accidents in life and that everything that happens, happens for a reason, but that it is up to us to figure out what that reasoning is and to follow suit and to stay with it, so that we accomplish our objective and we go where it is that God wants for us to go. But again, as I said, I am acting as though she is not here. So let me instead not speak for her, and let me ask Reverend Burnett Jones, would you speak for yourself, please? Good evening.
Well, good evening. It's good to be on the line with you guys again tonight and to hear how you're elevating this whole idea of new music into what's going on, not only from a church perspective, but from the perspective that the church has a special role and part in community. And so, you know, this is the vision that I think that Aaron is talking about. How you doing, Aaron, by the way?
Hey, Reverend.
Yeah, gearing up for Saturday for another really live, and it's just such a uplifting experience, partly because Aaron is so incredibly talented and innovative and in his approach to music, his thinking, and his willingness to open up his stage and his platform to new musicians who are evolving in their ability to actually use music in a way that uplifts the soul. And so he's really opening a space. I think that's one of the things that Aaron and I talk about a lot, and I really appreciate about what he's doing. He's opening up a space so that musicians and talented artists who may not have been exposed to,
right,
you know, consciousness-raising music, but also the community has not been exposed to them. So it's a mutually really powerful, dynamic, and innovative experience, and we never know who the new people are going to be. You know, it's like he's the go-to person here in Baltimore. If you are of like mind and talented, he's becoming very rapidly the go-to man, I mean, so that you can get your music out there. It's a very powerful, dynamic partnership whereby the church and Fruition are in partnership with bringing forth new things and good things for our community through many different channels. So music is the voice of God, and I would say God is jazz.
That's right.
God not
That's
only
right.
loves jazz, God is jazz.
Yes, yes, very
That's right. And any and everything else that is good, God is.
Absolutely.
And so that. Let me bring Carrie Kelly in here, who has been kind enough to stand by for a moment, but just because of the fact that I know that she's chomping at the bit to get in, I want to go ahead and open her microphone right now. And Carrie, you guys probably have something like this in the Oakland, California area where you are. But I want you've been here with us before with Aaron online. What are your thoughts in terms of this genre of music, and especially in so much as you too are a vocalist of note, a recording artist? How does what Aaron is doing in Baltimore, Maryland, support you in what you are doing in Oakland, California? Good evening, Carrie.
Hello. Nice to be here. Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
So what I really love about all of this is the openness and the open-mindedness that is so supportive, because it's rare. Well, it's not rare anymore, but when I was growing up, you could not sing other music in a church. If it wasn't gospel, you didn't sing it in the church.
Right.
And so, like, nowadays, you know, there seems to be this openness and acceptance of musical expression from spiritual community that is willing to explore uplifting music, no matter, I mean, the genre of jazz being played in a church is just amazing, and I'm so happy that it's finally becoming acceptable. And it's not so taboo. I mean, because when I was growing up, I used to get in trouble for singing it's like commercials or sitcom theme songs, and I was told that that's the devil's music. You know, if it wasn't gospel, that was the devil's music.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
to be able to, like, you know, hear jazz at church in a spiritual community is amazing, and I'm just loving that.
Excellent. Absolutely wonderful. I want for all of you to stand by for me for a moment, if you will, because we're going to go to some of this music before our time runs away from us. And the first song that we are going to listen to is going to be called This Life. And before we do that, let me see, This Life is what I want now. So right about now, Aaron, would you introduce this song for us? We've got probably about 20 or so seconds. Go ahead. Tell us what This Life is all about.
Well, the lyrics are, this life is only what you make it. Take this life as far as you can take it and be done with the things that the world has to offer, the cares and the affairs. It can all amount to nothing anyway.
Excellent.
So that's this life, and it's about a meditation on making the most out of this life.
Thank
you. This life is only what you make it. Take this life as far as you can take it and be done with the thing the world has to offer, the affair nor the care.
This life, Amachandra and Micah Smith listed there, the music of Fruition, and our guest, Aaron Hill, who is on with us now. And you said, you mentioned, Aaron, that that was part of a meditation type song that you all are doing that then leads into a further exploration of some kind. Tell us about that.
Yes, because the song is just that simple thought. When I heard that melody and heard those lyrics, it was just around the simple thought of just the totality of this life and what really what everybody is trying to do, which is to make the most of their life. And the one thing that's important, and I look at it as the law of addition by subtraction, is that a lot of times you can just have a better life or better day just by subtracting some of the things and some of the energy that you don't need to really be entertaining a lot of times. So in this case, it was the things that the world has to offer, the cares and all the affairs. You can spend your time putting your energy into them and giving them your focus and really, for that matter, giving them your power. But the thing about it is that in the end, since all there is love, in the end, all of that energy that you're putting there can amount to nothing anyway. All the cares and affairs, they can't change the ultimate truth that you and God are one, that there's no separation, that we're all one, that there's only love. So why give it the energy? Why give it the power? Why give it the time of day anyway? You might as well just stay in a place of peace. So it was just around that meditation that this life is only what you make it. Take it as far as you can take it and be done with the cares and affairs of this world, because in the end, it all amounts to nothing anyway. It doesn't change the ultimate truth.
Absolutely. Beautiful. I love it. I love it. And, of course, the vocalist on that is someone who has been with you for some time, Miss Amachandra, whom I had the pleasure of seeing you all at a suggestion and recommendation by my good friend, Reverend Burnett, who said, no, you can't go back to Washington, D.C. right now. You really want to be here to hear this. And that's how you got on the no-show the first time and how it is that life works. And that's what we're talking about here, folks, serendipity, synchronicity, and spirituality. If you are spiritually aware of everything that is going on in your life, then you will see the various things that Spirit is putting in front of you in order to make your life better, in order to link you with the right people to do whatever it is that you say you want done, and that will then happen. This is The No-Show. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan, and we are so glad that you decided to stop by here for a few moments. We are visiting this evening with Aaron Hill from the group Fruition out of Baltimore, Maryland. Interestingly enough, we did a study on Baltimore and on the things that are going on in our worlds. Well, this is one of the things that a lot of people don't know about, but now you can help them to know, because you can go and call folks. You can go and tell them, listen, you want to check out this group at One God, One Thought Center for Better Living on Coronado Street in Baltimore, Maryland, because they are doing some phenomenal things under the auspices and the leadership of this phenomenal shepherd that is there, the Reverend Burnett Lee Jones. So I want to go, before we run again out of time, and I want to share with you folks that if you are calling us, and you have called in already, as many of you already have, unless you hit 1 on your telephone, then I don't know that you really would love to say something, you'd love to make a comment, so forth and so on. So please, if you are online with us on in terms of the telephone, please press 1. That will alert me to know that you would like to make a comment or ask a question, and we will bring you into our conversation. We appreciate your being here. If you are online with us, you may do the same thing, but you can't ask a question in voice, but you can do it on the chat room. So we invite you to do that, and we will be happy to make certain that we get that question asked of our guest and of the other people that are online with us, specifically Ms. Carrie Kelly, who is my associate, and Reverend Burnett Lee Jones, who is the pastor of the One God, One Thought Center for Better Living. We're going to talk about another song here now, and I believe this song is called Naima. Tell us a little bit about how that came up, and then I'll let you intro it for us, but I want for you to go ahead and talk about it, and also tell people what they're going to hear on this Saturday, those who are already in Baltimore or those who were wondering what they wanted to do. Like maybe they're like Carrie Kelly in Oakland, California somewhere, and they're saying, what should I do this coming Saturday? I know. I'll just fly to Baltimore. There's an airport right there called Baltimore Washington International. I will fly there, and I will then be a part of that experience. So tell us, Aaron Hill, what this is going to be about. Tell us where it's going to be and what you are excited about relative to this experience on Saturday.
Well, this Saturday, every 3 months we have an event called The Experience Live, and it's a conscious music and arts and holistic health movement. It's not just an event. It's a movement. It started off as the New Thought Jazz Live Concert, and now it has evolved and expanded. One of the main reasons why is because we're more than just a jazz group, and at our performances, you'll hear and see and experience way more than just jazz. That's just one of the elements that's a part of our music. So This is what you'll experience on Saturday. You'll experience soul, you'll experience jazz, you'll experience meditation music, you'll experience spoken word, conscious hip-hop, you'll experience live modern dance, you'll experience African drum and dance, you'll experience live painting, audio-visual presentations with screens and that kind of thing, as well as holistic health activities. You'll experience natural hair care, skin care, conscious and healthy eating, massage, Reiki, humanitarian efforts, natural body oils and anything that you can think of, even all the way down to Bach flower remedies and Alexander techniques. So the Experience Live is exactly that. It's a total experience of all the senses. There'll be lighting there. There'll be photography, videography, the whole nine. It'll also be live streamed as well. And so It's a conscious music and arts and holistic health movement. So on this Saturday, you'll not only hear the Fruition Experience, but you'll hear reggae soul artist Jahidi,
you'll hear Tiffany Trueblood, who is also another member of One God, One Thought Center, who's a vocalist. You'll hear Amma Chandra, Micah Smith. You'll hear Jamal Blackroot Collier, who's a conscious hip-hop artist. You'll see Majira Maji Ross, who is one of the greatest dancers on this East Coast, modern dance, from Philadelphia. So it really is a total experience.
Like excellent. I said,
it's all going on at the same time. So that's at One God, One Thought Center this Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. The doors and the festivities start at 5 p.m. And that's at One God, One Thought Center, 3605 Coronado Road. You can find out more information online at the website at fruitionmusic.net. And you can also live stream if you can't make it. So wherever you are in the world, you can actually make the concert. You can live stream it right from your home computer or your mobile device right on our website at fruitionmusic.net.
Wow, awesome. I want to bring Reverend Burnett in right before I ask you to intro that the next song for us, Aaron. Reverend Burnett, I want to know from you, how does it feel to have all of the technology that you are bringing to and have been bringing for some time to that corner of Baltimore and to have people from all over the world looking into your center? And by the way, would you also share with them, the people that are listening to us, why it is not a problem for them to come, that you all can handle however many people may come? So remember that, share that with us, please.
Well, we definitely want people to come. You know, this Aaron is an independent entrepreneur, music entrepreneur, very talented, extremely bright, not only in the music, but in the innovations of being in the music business. He has a music business. We are simply the host. We are simply the environment that has embraced. We're the community of people that have embraced and helped to birth. We're like the midwife helping to birth this into our community, because we think it's something really good, not only for our spiritual community, but the community at large. And so he is continually evolving in that space. And what it does for our space itself, it actually leaves an environment there, a consciousness there, in the space itself, when community has come in and has, you know, and the musicians have raised the roof, if you will, and it just makes for just a beautiful experience, interaction, and another way for people to experience God as music.
Mm-hmm.
And as creativity, and as sharing and interacting, and then bringing in all the other holistic elements, you know, that many of us are experiencing all the time. But now it brings it to one place, to one location. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's like a one-stop spiritual shop, and we get to expose many, many people who may not have otherwise found us. Because some people have some things in their minds about churches. When you say church, just like when Carrie was speaking earlier, you know,
mm-hmm.
there was a time when if it was church, people just automatically closed down, shut down, you know, if they were not into church.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we are doing is demonstrating the possibility of new church, new thought church. You know, that is welcoming and embracing and comforting and lifting and get your mind moving and get your, you know, the spiritual energy that's already in you moving at a high pace. I mean, when we come to these concerts, I mean, literally, we are just, Aaron, I don't even know how to describe it. Maybe you can describe it, but the experience is so alive. It, you know, you can feel spirit. It's like tangible to the point that you could just touch it.
Yes, yes.
And it just embraces you. And it's just the most amazing and incredible thing.
Excellent. Well, I want to go ahead and get people involved right now by sharing additional music with them so that they will then know and they can go up online and get their tickets squared away right now. Share with them again where they can do that, Aaron, and the time of the of this experience and what have you, please.
Yes, no problem. They can do that once again on the website at fruitionmusic.net, and that's F-R-U-I-T-I-O-N, fruitionmusic.net. You'll see the page there for the experience live. And it's Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m., doors open at 5. This is a tribute to John Coltrane called Naima.
John Coltrane, the music of fruition. Mr. Aaron Hill is online with us via telephone from Baltimore, Maryland, along with many, many, many others of you who have decided to spend a few minutes of your LPEs, your life's precious energy, with us this evening here on The No Show, and we are so glad that you did. If you would like to ask a question or make a comment, then we invite you to please press 1 if you are calling in, and we will immediately know that that is what it is that you would like to do, either make a comment, talk about how it is that this thing called jazz and progressive gospel can be played in church, if that kind of is unnerving to you, and we understand that. We certainly understand how it can be. It probably was to us as well when we first began becoming involved with it, because of the fact that we had been so involved with traditional music, and we had, and all of the things that we had been told that we could not do. Carrie Kelly is on the line with us now. She mentioned a moment ago that this was taboo for her to hear certain things in a place called a church, and therefore she couldn't understand it. Carrie, I wonder if you can share a little bit more of that with us.
Okay, well, there was just a lot of, you know, what I call the thou shalt not rules in the mindset about, around, you know, what was permissible and what was acceptable in the church. And there was the idea that that if it didn't talk directly about God or Jesus or the Holy Spirit, that it did not belong in the church as far as music was concerned. So, you know, you couldn't sing but you know what's funny? At some point there were sitcoms that did have, you know, gospel sounding theme music, like The Jeffersons and Good Times.
Oh yeah.
And so it was okay to sing those in the church and you know, sing like that, but don't get caught singing about the giant attitude or commercials, you know. I mean,
yeah.
My mother actually said to me that that's the devil's music. You cannot, you know, you can't sing that in here. And
right.
At home, you couldn't dance to, like, you know, Soul Train was off limits in my house. You did not get to watch Soul Train unless somebody was, nobody was home. And you got to leave the TV down real low so that you can hear the car driving up in the chair, quickly change the channel or turn the TV off and pull out the Bible and make it look like, I mean, you know, there's, we had to sneak around to do stuff, you know, where music was concerned. So, yeah, it was, and it's just so much. It's a level of freedom that I'm loving right now to enjoy being able to sing uplifting and new thought music in the church and have people really get it and not have these daggers and these looks flying at, you know, and have folks, you know, understand.
Yeah. And I want to make certain that people also understand, folks, those of you that go to the One God, One Thought Center for Better Living on this Saturday for this phenomenal concert, or those of you who, like me, will go up online and be a part of that via the live stream type of thing that we can now do. You will also be a part of that, and you will get to enjoy that experience just as much. I want for everybody to stand by. We have a person who has a question, and I'm going to go to that person rather quickly and just see what it is that they would like to say. Good evening. How are you, 226? You have a question or a statement or a comment that you would like to make?
I do, actually. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. Hear you just fine. Please, go ahead.
My name is Amma Chandra, actually, and I'm a part of the experience, the Fruition Experience.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. I'm a part of the Fruition Experience. And I was just thinking about, you know, my experience growing up in a very traditional environment. You know, as a child, I grew up in a very, very, very restrictive environment of what was acceptable, all the way down to not being allowed to wear pants, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so music was very strict. My grandmother kind of ruled us all, even though my mother, you know, we didn't live with my grandmother. We lived, you know, my mother, but my grandmother's influence was very, very strong what was acceptable. So, you know, as I continue to grow and share and expand, I began to realize, you know, the oneness is everything. It's all connected. It's all God in the end. It's all God. And because it's all God, you know, being a part of fruition has really given me a chance to allow God and light and love to come through me as a vocalist. And I'm hoping that people who come to the show and experience this begin to find themselves becoming, you know, I guess I've heard the phrase used, but it's the best way that I can say it, cracked open, like, you know, beginning to have their hearts and their mind opened to understand that it's not, you know, because that love and that light that they're feeling and sensing, it's real, it's authentic, it's exactly who we are, it's exactly who I am, you know.
Yes.
So for me, that's what I hope happens, so that we can continue to move past and beyond these rules into authenticity, you know, and into our fullness of our expression. So that's my comment. That's my thoughts. And yeah, thanks for thanks for letting me get on.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in. Absolutely, the lady herself. We heard your one of your songs a moment ago, and of course, people have heard. Who have tuned into our show before when Aaron and I have done this a couple of times before, have heard, and now they've heard from you directly, Amasandra. So we are so pleased that you did check in, and thank you so much for doing that. I want to mention just rather quickly also, Aaron, that another facet of what you do relative to the folks that are in the musical field, you support you and Fruition through your music. You do tracks of some kind that allow people who are vocalists, like somebody like, as an example, Carrie Kelly, to then, if she doesn't have the full accompaniment of a group behind her to support her in that cause, she can go up online and get some pieces from you to then support her work. Is that right? Is that something that you do, Aaron?
Yes, actually, that is really the foundation of the company. Some people know them as performance tracks. People know them as accompaniment tracks or backing tracks. One of those three things would ring a bell. And then if all else fails, karaoke tracks. But I don't like to use karaoke because it's a little bit more involved and a little bit more soulful than normal karaoke. But, yes, I do have Fruition Music is also a world-renowned and world-known performance track company. It's actually one of the top performance track companies in the world at this point, with customers from every country and really servicing the world. And so I've been grateful and humbled to be able to have a business that really on both sides is affecting the world in a major way. And so, yes, I did want to say one other quick thing. I'm not sure if I'm out of place, but I wanted to also just comment.
Hold that thought for me for a moment. I want to continue with this because, see, I'm old. Unlike you and Amasandra, and I'm old, and if I don't say something, I'll forget it. So what I really want to say while we're talking about these tracks and things like that is there's a young lady that we don't
Mama
know.
And Papa may have, but God bless that child that God. Oh,
Did you recognize that track, Brother Aaron? Did you? I mean, did that track sound familiar to you at all?
That was a fruition track.
And now let me tell you who it was that was singing. That was Carrie Kelly.
Right. I thought that was beautiful voice, Carrie.
Carrie Kelly. And I didn't even have any idea. Carrie had sent that to me for another show that we did together. And Reverend Burnett, you'll appreciate this as well. I said, oh, wow, I really like that. And you've got a great band underneath you there supporting that effort. And Carrie said, well, yeah, that's Aaron Hill and Fruition. And I said, what, my friend? She said, yeah, that's right. So I wanted to surprise you with that piece of information before we got off. And I want for all of the vocalists and the people that are out there and those of us who do sing to give you your kudos for doing things like that for us, because it is so helpful and supportive when we can go somewhere and already we have exactly what we need to support us in that way. Now go ahead and make the point that you were going to make, because you're younger than I am, a moment ago before I go to commercial break. Go ahead.
No problem. Thank you. And thank you so much for that support. I'm just grateful to be able to be a gift to the world. I just wanted to make a comment and say, as we're talking about music and how it's traditionally understood or traditionally accepted in the church, that's the other thing that I'm very grateful about with being connected to One God, One Thought Center. I'm an artist where I started off in conscious hip-hop, and then I went to neo-soul, I went to classical music, I went to gospel, and then to jazz. And because of the fact that I have all those styles of music in me, there is no such thing as the devil's music for me. You know, it's all music. It's all beautiful music and expression. Now, we can use it for negative, but when you're using it for positive, it's all good. So for me, there's no better place for me to be as an artist and an entrepreneur than at a place where that can be expressed and where there aren't those drawbacks. I mean, if I was to be anywhere else, it may not be where the kind of music that we're bringing forth with the Experience Live is acceptable, because the people may be hindered by their traditional ideas. So that's nothing but, again, synchronicity, another divine connection. And then I also wanted to mention that the other significant part, and maybe we can get into this in the next segment, the other significant part about the Experience Live is with the recent events that we've had going on in Baltimore, the kind of music that we are doing, the kind of positive music about unity and about coming together as a community and justice and change and changing of the mind and of the heart, is the kind of music that's needed. The last time we had music like this during a time like this, if I'm mistaken, you can correct me, but I think about the time of Dr. King's assassination, and I think about how James Brown saved Boston. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like I'm a leader in this time for this kind of thing in this area, because the kind of music that's needed from positive artists coming together to really give people the message and to lead them is what this concert is about as well. We'll be singing a song at the end that's called We Must Grow, and it's a song originally by Micah Smith. And it's a song similar to what's going on, and it's about that unity. So I just wanted to mention that, the importance of this in relationship to our world today, and particularly close to my home as far as Baltimore and our recent events.
Excellent. Stand by, folks, if you will, for a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to The No Show. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan. This is the radio by Renford RBR network of shows. We have phenomenal shows, and I'm just going to tell you about a couple of them that we want for you to definitely check out. We have on Monday the Cosmic Contact Show at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, hosted by Pam Drennan in Seattle, Washington. Pam specializes in programs that have been successfully drawn for specific individuals' heart wall practice. Say that three times real fast.
Her heart wall practice has been very well received, and we know that you will like it as well. On Tuesday, the Night Search Show at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time is hosted by Eddie Middleton from Memphis, Tennessee, and Justin Abner from Orlando, Florida. It has been broadcast for more than 13 years, and we want for you to know that folks over in Memphis now, right now, are getting ready for a MUFON organizational meeting, which is about information on various things, investigating UFO sightings, so forth and so on. And you can hear this type of information on the Night Search Show at 9:30 p.m. on Tuesday on this same number that you dialed, 347-838-9142, or the Renford broadcast. On Wednesdays, guess what? There's a show called The No Show. You already know about that. Okay. And after this one, at 8:30 p.m., there's the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, and that's hosted by James Renford Powell. On Thursday, the Progressive News Weekly Show is hosted at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time by Daryl Clark and co-hosted by our own Director of the Renford Broadcast Network, Mr. Cecil McDaniel. You don't want to miss that one. Again, the Progressive News Weekly Show, 5:30 p.m. on Thursdays. And the Searchers Roadmap Show is hosted at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time by Rhonda Harrison, my own moderator, from Red Feathers Lakes, Colorado. The Searchers Roadmap was the first RBR show. Rhonda is a healer and often hosts shaman from around the world at her home 9,000 feet up the mountains of Colorado. For other programs, please go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D, and take a look at all of the things that are up there for you to be a part of. Right now we are talking with my good friend from Baltimore, Maryland, my good friends, actually, from Baltimore, Maryland. The group is called Fruition. The gentleman's name that heads that up is Aaron Hill. And we're talking about changing societal views about certain things, like the fact that you can't do a jazz piece in a church. Come on, man. Make this real, will you? Of course you can. The fact that you can't sing a song about love in a church. Really? Isn't that what churches and people are all about? Love? Oh, yes, it's real. So there has been a taboo associated with this, but now Aaron Hill, Fruition, Amachandra, and other folks that are part of this organization, Reverend Burnett Lee Jones at the One God, One Thought Center for Better Living in Baltimore, they're changing all of those things. Carrie Kelly in Oakland, California, and we could go around the globe talking about the people that are doing phenomenal things. And here's the one thing I want to say about all of it, guys. You just do what it is that spirit, universal impersonal principle, has for you to do, and everything else will fall into place. Okay?
That's right.
That's all we have to do. We just have to do what it is that is ours to do, and then God will handle the rest. So I have a little saying, and it says, L-G-H-I, I let God handle it as I pray and move my feet in the direction that Spirit is guiding my steps. And Amalia Frank, who was my minister in Washington, D.C., had a phenomenal affirmation that I use to this day, and she said her affirmation was, "The hell with the rest of it." Okay, so that's how we feel about it, the hell with the rest of it, as long as we have done what is required of us. Okay, I want for you to set up this last song in this last 3.5 minutes that we have, Aaron, that we're going to play. Tell us about the song. Tell us what it's about, and then I will let you know when I'm getting ready to start it. Okay, please.
The song is called Give the World Light, and the song says, "You have a gift for the world, and it's bright as the smile of every boy and girl." That is the gift of love. All of us have it, and love is one of the only things that you have more of the more you give it away, the more you actually have. It's one of the only gifts you can give it all away and have actually more. So the song is called Give the World Light, and it's just a song. I was kind of in a bit of Stevie Wonder mood,
So this is Give the World Light, Amachandra, on vocals written by myself.
Amachandra, Aaron Hill, and Fruition, the group. Aaron, I'd like for you to tell folks one more again where they can see you all on this coming Saturday and how it is that they can also see you if they can't physically show up in Baltimore, Maryland at the One God, One Thought Center for Better Living on 3605 Coronado Road. How it is that they can catch this phenomenal show anyway, please.
Yes, this Saturday we have the Experience Live, a conscious music and arts and holistic health movement. It's going to be on Saturday, May 23rd, from 6 to 8 p.m. The doors open at 5 p.m. You can see us at the One God, One Thought Center, 3605 Coronado Road in Baltimore, 21244. You can also check us out online and live stream the concert at fruitionmusic.net. All of the music that you heard tonight you can catch on our website as well, at fruitionmusic.net. Also on iTunes, Amazon, and anywhere you can Google us online. And you can live stream the concert from anywhere in the world on our website at fruitionmusic.net.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much, Reverend Burnett Lee Jones, pastor of the One God, One Thought Center. Thank you for joining us. Amachandra, thank you for lending your light, your love, your peace, and your joy. Miss Carrie Kelly, thank you so much. And all of the folks that called in that decided not to say anything so that those of us who are saying a lot could go ahead and say that. Next week on The No Show, my guest is Peter Woodbury from Edgar Casey's ARE. You don't want to miss that. If you know who Edgar Casey is, you know what ARE does, and we want to make certain that you are here with us. Aaron Hill and Fruition, thank you so much for taking time from your schedule to stop by and visit with us here at The No Show. You can pull this down, folks, and you can send it to your friends, send them the link, and then they can hear what you heard, and then you all can talk about it together. Take care, everybody.
Goodbye.
God bless you.